church ministry is where we seek in the face of God like never before. We're going to just continue on in the prophetic book, where we're doing the prophetic study, going through chapter by chapter in Revelation. We've been doing a lot about spiritual warfare, and this is a time. This is a time. This is a point in time. If there had never been any time to seek the face of God like never before, to put on the whole armor that we may be able to withstand the wiles of the enemy, and having done all, to stand to see the salvation of the Lord. We talked about, one of the last studies we did was in Daniel chapter 7. So this kind of supplements that study. But where we left off in that part of Revelation chapter 2, we had broke down Revelation chapter 2 because it is a whole lot of revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, even in days such as these, as being in the end times. We are talking about the Church of Pergamos. I'm probably not pronouncing that correctly, but anyhow, Revelation chapter 2, we're going to start with verses 12. And it says, to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, these things saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges. I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name and hast not denied my faith, even the most days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwells. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block for the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to communicate fornication. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly. I will fight against them with the sword of my mouth, and he that heareth, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, this is very important, will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and a stone, a new name written with no, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. So we're going to stop there. That is, for those of you just tuning in, that's chapter 2 of Revelation 12 through 17. All right. So we were just recently, we're talking a great bit about spiritual warfare, and then we do have several supplements to go into with the prophetic. But in particular, the Lord had stated even in the book of, in that gospel, Matthew chapter 24, when the disciples came and approached Jesus Christ with a particular question, which stated, how will we know that the end is near? Okay, and the first thing that the Lord made mention of is a deception. That's the very first thing that Jesus Christ made mention of to his disciples. That be not deceived, okay? And it's important that we understand that the end cannot come unless there are certain things that are performed in manifestations, the prophetic, that takes place in the earth. And then he goes on to say that these are just the beginning of sorrows. So we see these things taking place even now. One of the things that the Lord had spoken of, except there be a falling away. Most of us recognize that many people are not with us that started out with us. That is a prophetic that the Lord had even shared with us. That many are not walking in the faith that they have been established on from the very beginning. They don't think like us anymore. They don't act like we do. They think that they can have their foot in the world and following after Jesus Christ, and it doesn't work that way. Either you're going to have all or you're going to have nothing. That's what the Lord said. He requires a complete surrender to the will and purpose of Christ. And even now, we see many afflictions. Okay, of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. So we want to make sure that we're not deceived, because the enemy presents, but very before us, he presents a situation and a scenario that he wants us to look at with our natural eye, instead of looking at it with our spiritual eye. And that's one of the things that he shared with us, even through the seer prophets, which is those books that we're in, with Isaiah and with Jeremiah and with Ezekiel and with here John the Revelator. In the book of Revelation, the seer prophet, he began to ask them, what do you see? natural eye, but he wanted to show them spiritual things. And the enemy comes in too, to have us see things with a natural eye instead of having us see it spiritually, so that we can righteously judge situations and walk uprightly before the Lord. And even as the Lord had the prophet Isaiah to walk barefoot and naked for 3 years to show the children of Israel, hey, this is what's going to take place if you do not turn towards the true and living God. This is what's going to happen if you do not surrender and repent and turn from your wicked ways and seek the Lord Jesus, his face with your whole heart, okay? Not half-stepping, okay? Understand that, because the enemy tries to come in and he presents all sorts of forms of deception to make us go astray and to leave what we know to be the true and righteous way. The Bible had even said to us that many in the last days, there will be perilous times, and many people will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And here in the book of Revelation, he even addresses some of these, okay? I know the works and even where thou dwellest. Now, this is the church of Pergamos, which the Lord said that he that had a sharp sword with two edges. So he addressed this. Now, in the other chapters, he said, this is he who is the first and last, the beginning and the end. So that he was revealing himself as the author and the finisher of our faith. Now, here he's talking about, when he addresses things, he's talking about judgment. He's saying that he's coming with the sword of the Spirit, which we know to be the word of God. That he said he even told us, commanded us, to seek him, to study, to show thyself approved workmen, those who are operating the works of faith, need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And even in the book of Hebrews, the Bible says that sword is sharp, okay? Even dividing, so sharp, dividing the spirit and the soul asunder. Okay, so we want to make sure that we get an understanding of all these things, but I know thy works and where thou dwellest, and even where the Satan seat is. So he is addressing the wickedness that he is saying it has to be dealt with the word of God. And so if you understand that this is Pergamos was very evil, okay? Just like we seek the face of God, those believers, we say we're seeking the face of God, and he said in the book of James that if we draw near to him, he will draw near to us, and the closer we get to him, the more holy we are, the more righteous we become, and the more of his manifest presence we're able to feel. So we know Christ. They were seduced, meaning normally, if it was presented to them in a straight and narrow way, they would not have gone that way. But behind the scene, it was a deception because the enemy played on what we wanted, on what we felt like we needed, okay? Certain unrighteous desires, okay? All sorts of unrighteous desires. Cars that you know you can't afford. Houses that you want so that you can compete with this person or that person. It's not just because you just want to provide for your family, but because you are wanting to be seen and heard of men. You could have been provided for in a more excellent way, which was affordable, but you want that. You want to show. Okay? And that's what people do. You know, you could have gotten a car without a car payment, but you'd rather have a car payment because you want it to be seen in a certain type of way. Okay? You didn't have to go with a $400 car payment. You could have went with a $250 car payment. But because, okay, that's the covetous practices we're talking about, lying and deceit. You could budget yourself, but you still would rather say, oh, I'm going to name it and claim it, and the Lord will provide later. Okay, these are covetous practices. Oh, you want your co-worker's husband or your co-worker's wife when they know you, they're already taken, but it just, that's just what you want. Okay, that's an unrighteous desire. Okay, that's how the enemy is and presents himself. And then one, you thinking that you're, you know, on one end you're seeking the Lord and say, I believe in Jesus, but on the other hand, then sin is abounding. Okay, and the Lord said, God forbid that takes place. So we know that works, and where Satan's seed dwells, and how you hold fast in the name of Jesus. Some people, they're just going through. They're going through, but we're still holding fast in the name of Jesus, and we're wrestling against witches, like I said before, warlocks, sorcerers, workers of iniquity. And the Bible even says that, even in Revelation chapter 19 or 20, something like that, that these sorcerers, the unbelievers, these backbiters, these people operate in the character of man, they're going to have their just due. So we got to hold fast to Jesus' unchanging hand and continue to fight that we may obtain and endure to the end. Because the Bible says here, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of a hidden manna. This is not something that is just revealed right in front of our face, but the manna that he even addressed in the days of Moses had to do with the fact that he will provide daily. Daily, minute by minute, hour by hour. We don't have to know everything, but we just keep walking. We just keep doing the will and purpose of Christ. We still maintain unshakable, unmovable, ever abounding in the love of Jesus Christ. That he has not denied that faith. Even what they present you with, all sorts of changes that we've even approached this situation. That these changes, these doctrines, these forms of godliness that are denying the power of God, all of these changes that they're presenting the children of God with are not changes of righteousness. They're changes that are going more and more towards wickedness, towards evil, towards that they may abound in the sin that they're abounding in because they're giving in to falsehood and trying to cover with covering that are not holy, that are not righteous. manipulate and control, but the Word of God says they cannot manipulate and control His Holy Spirit, no matter how we wrestle with the mind, no matter how much they try to wrestle with our life and present this stumbling block or that stumbling block, and they can think that they got all of these rulers set up for the end times, and they unify in the flesh, while the true men and women and the saints of the Most High God, they unify by the Holy Spirit. That's what we met. We operate by the Holy Spirit. And that's where the fellowship of the true and living God is, by His Spirit. All things are possible. This is why the prayer warriors, they pray. The effective, fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. And that's where the faithfulness is. So Annabas was an example of a faithful martyr. So that means that regardless of what you're surrounded with, whether you be abased or whether you're bound, the Lord is with you always. You stay and you endure to the end. He said that to him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone. And in the stone a new name went written, which no man knoweth except he that receiveth it. And we know anything about the stones. We know, first of all, that the Lord is the chief cornerstone, which the builder rejected. He become the head of the corner. But besides that, he said, with Peter upon this rock, that stone, I build my church, and no gate of hell shall prevail against it. Two, again, even back in the biblical days where he established our forefathers, and they went over on dry land into their inheritance, he established them, and he said, everybody present their stones as a remembrance of what he has done for them. And so here he's saying the same thing. See, Jesus is the same. He's yesterday, now, forevermore. He is the same. And he changes not. In him is this promise of yea and amen. And here, this might, we might have to continue on into another segment, because this is a lot here in verses 14 here. I have a few things against thee. And here we're talking about a doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel. And that's what these doctrines of devils do. They try to cast a stumbling block. But this is why the Lord is pleading with His children, yet still, for the believers. Even though there has been a harvest, He has weeded out the sheep from the goats. He's continuing to do that. He's weeding the wheat from the tares. He's continuing to do that. Many who started with us are no longer with us. But those who are established in the faith and those who still have to be sought out, meaning that they are saved spiritually, but they still need to receive salvation and confirmation in the natural sense, meaning, hey, we're still compelling men and women to come to Christ. All right? I have a few things against thee, because thou hast dared them that hold the doctrines. Okay, so this is here what we're talking about. They're trying to cast stumbling blocks, meaning put things, obstacles in the way, so you don't believe wholly the true gospel. And the Lord said He is the truth, the way, and the life. So let's not allow the enemy to beguile us again as though in the days of Adam and Eve. Beguile. And leave off the simplicity. We've heard this word before. Just to stand firm on the foundation of faith, we don't have to continue to go in and reestablish the foundation again. But the Bible says, go on to perfection. That is given in Jesus Christ in the book of Ephesians. The Bible tells us, hey, we don't have to allow the enemy to try to come and entangle us in bondage again. I have a few things against thee, because they're holding fast to the doctrine of Balaam. And this is why in the beginning of this broadcast, I made mention about covetous practices and making sure your heart is completely right after God. Because with this situation, you